It goes Charlie Burris, Orange Wire reported, Knoxville. Past John Kelly, what's the running back situation looking like?
Well, again, it starts with John Kelly, and then that's going to be a position group that we're going to be forced to play some younger football players. And Carlin Fils and me had a very good spring. He's had a very good offseason. He's going to be critical to that group. And then we're going to have to rely on three very talented freshmen as well. And the great thing about that group is John is kind of pushed them and molded them. But also the younger players are pushing John and Carlin as well. But it's going to be a group that we're going to be very, very young there.
Actually, up here in the front left side.
Hey, Coach, Brandon Sudge with the Macon Telegraph. So I sort of had a two-part question on Mike Abernathy. Can you kind of take me through how his rehab has gone with his shoulder and what type of production are you expecting from him coming into his junior year?
Yep. Well, I tell you what, Mike Abernathy's coming along very, very well, and he's full strength right now, and he's one of the leaders of our football team, and, you know, that's a great, great story when you look at the dynamics of his family in the Abernathy family, and his older brother played for us at Cincinnati, and very fitting that he won the Liberty Bowl with a kickoff return. And but his family's a great, great family, and he's a great indication of that. But he's one of our leaders. He's back at full strength. And the safety position in general is one of the most competitive position groups that we have. When you look at getting Evan Berry back, which is a big boost to us as well. Todd Kelly's now back healthy and has done a great job of really in the strength and conditioning area. And then you just mentioned Mike Abernathy. You look at Nigel Warrior. He's had a very good offseason and some very talented freshmen coming in as well. So that's a position group that we're going to lean on a lot.
Right side, third row.
Jim Johnson, Southern Pigskin. What, in your estimation, are fair and reasonable expectations for fans and media to have on your team?
Good question. Well, I know this is one of the great things of coaching at the University of Tennessee are the expectations are very high, and they're always very high. And I think as a competitor, you want to be in situations where the expectations are very high, and it matters to a lot of people. I'm very proud of how far we've come in 4 years in our program, and, you know, it's very, very difficult to win. It's very, very difficult to win in the Southeastern Conference. You know, I'm proud of the fact that we're only one of three teams that have won 9 games 2 years in a row in the Southeastern Conference. We just won our third consecutive bowl game, and hasn't been done in 20 years at the University of Tennessee. But there's still a lot out there. There's still a lot that we need to accomplish. There's still a lot out there of you know, being competitive in terms of, you know, championships. And, you know, that's what we talk about all the time, is we want to compete for championships year in and year out. So we've come a long way, but there's a lot. But obviously when you're at Tennessee, the expectations are very, very high. But I think if you step back and you really look at the narrative, there's a lot of great things and a lot of positive momentum that continues to really progress in our football program.
Left side in the back.
Yeah, Butch, David Cobb from the Chattanooga Times Free Press. With John Curry placing an early emphasis on fan experience and looking ahead to Neyland Stadium renovations, is there anything in particular that you would like to see to enhance the experience for football fans there?
You know, I just think you use the term experience, and that's exactly right, because, you know, obviously we have the best traditions in all of college football. We have great pageantry in Neyland Stadium, and it starts first and foremost with the best fan base in America. However, you know, again, it gets back to an experience. And, you know, the fans in today's world of college athletics and the world of college football, they have a lot of options. You know, they can sit at a sports bar, they can sit in their living room, and they can choose. So when they come to our venue, it's got to be an experience. And I know that's something that, you know, we've spoke about and we'll continue to grow and evaluate. But I tell you what, we've had a great home field advantage in terms of our crowd and all that. So, again, the thing you can't put a price tag on is the pageantry and traditions that surround game day at Tennessee.